Live the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Ryan, America's voice. And no matter what happens, I'm an anti-socialist, an anti-communist. And I don't have much use for Gen Z at this point either. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, smoking weed for fun and excitement has now become legal for another 12 million Americans as more states join the Ganjite tribe. Number two, in Oregon, a ballot measure is passed that is almost certain to get knocked down by the Supreme Court. But in these deep blue states, they do not care. They want gun control no matter how they get there. And number three, let's face it. The Republicans underperformed in a bunch of places Tuesday. And with leaders like Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy running the circus, is it really any wonder? Both of these clowns worked against candidates in their own party. And despite claims to the contrary, the Republican Party in my home state didn't do candidates a lot of good either. And honestly, after a pretty good run, Ronna McDaniel needs to move on from the chair of the RNC. However, the results in Nevada and Arizona are giving at least a little bit of light back to the red team after Wisconsin was officially put in the Republican win column, along with Alaska. It means that controlling the Senate is still not out of the question. And honestly, let's just pray for any two out of three in Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. And there are other, look, Nevada's pretty good right now. Arizona, we just don't know. And Georgia, well, with the Libertarian out of the way, it puts Herschel Walker in a pretty good place. We'll see what happens. And there are other bright spots. I mean, Liz Cheney has been put out to pasture. Hopefully her dad doesn't stumble out with a shotgun and finish the job. You know how he is. It will take a little more time, but so far at least 10 of the Republicans that voted to impeach President Trump with no witnesses and no evidence are gone. And speaking of that, nearly half of the J6 committee got flipped out. That's right, flipped to red Tuesday. I bet you didn't realize that. And the guy in charge of getting Democrats elected to Congress, well, he got booted out of the House. Sean Patrick Maloney, another self-righteous lefty, now soon to be unemployed. So that's kind of nice. What is strange, though, is that in some places, Democrats are taking tiny, razor-thin wins to declare mandates and the intention of ramming radical agendas right down everyone's throats. That's what they do. Like red flag laws to disarm as many people as possible, whether they did anything wrong or not. And at the same time, rewarding criminals for their behavior by busting them out without a penny in bail or a hope in hell it will improve anything for anyone living in this country. You can sit there and scream that it was rigged. And maybe that happened in some places. But it doesn't look that way in Georgia, for example. I mean, Governor Kemp cruised to a 9-point win, and Republicans dominated statewide, just not in the Senate race, which is now headed to that December 6th runoff. I will say one thing about the rigging, though, and that is how the census was manipulated in 2020 to keep more new House seats from going to places like Florida and Texas while protecting seats in places like New York and California. That we do know. We do know that the census and the reallocation of congressional seats doesn't match the actual population of those states and others. And reporting and studies show that the red states lost while the blue states held on to seats they didn't deserve. But like always, when Democrats pull these kinds of political stunts, and they did, they do it in places where nothing can be done to change it. And that is sadly true for the census. It's wrong. They admit it's wrong. They know it's wrong. But we can't fix it. There's no way to fix it. So this is the way it's going to be for 10 long years. What else happened? Several states put abortion on the ballot, one way or another, and it pushed Gen Z voters to the polls. Look for a lot more of that in 2024. I mean, it worked to turn out the left-wing vote in Michigan, so they'll try it in other states now, too. But what I've been thinking about, and you consider this, abortion, they've put that on the ballot. Right? They've used that to their political advantage, and good for them. Marijuana has been used to push Democrat voters in certain states to their advantage. But both of those have basically run their course now. You know, marijuana is basically legal everywhere. It's not going to change many elections anymore. Abortion, by the time we get to 2024... be settled in some way or another, for the most part, politically speaking. So those two, what are they going to turn to? Gun control? Will that be the big thing that turns out Gen Z voters to attack the American Constitution? Make no mistake, it was these young people. Now, I'm going to get back to what happened in Michigan, which will permanently enshrine this kind of behavior. We'll see where it goes. And what about the pollsters? Boy, did they lose on this night again. I mean, how many polls did you see predicting as many as 40-something House seats getting picked up? Most pundits also picked 2 to 4 seats in the Senate going to the Republicans. But remember, incumbent senators from both parties have a reelect rate above 90%. It's really hard to get them out of the deep swamp when they're so far down and into it. So now we have to wait for some late numbers and hope that the GOP has enough in the tank, just enough, to hold off a socialist free-for-all, because right now it looks like the Republicans will control 220 seats in the House, a barely majority. Yep. One thing about a thin House majority is that it only takes a few actual conservatives to say, Kevin McCarthy, no, you're not the Speaker of the House. On Wednesday, Joe Biden even took a victory lap. And honestly, why wouldn't he? I mean, except that he's incoherent and incompetent most of the time and has wrecked the economy and allowed the Chinese Communist Party to have undue influence over all of this. All of this that's going on, but I digress. But he did take a victory lap. Joe Biden's lap begins with him saying he intends to run for president again. That's the takeaway for Democrats. You get Joe Biden again. He'll be 106 years old, but he'll be yours. Democrats are stuck with him. Listen.
Thank you, sir. How do you interpret last night's results in terms of deciding whether you want to seek another term? Is it now more likely that you will run? And what's going to be your timeline for consideration?
Well, first of all, Jill and I have, and by the way, it's my wife, Jill, who's held a lot more popular than I am in the Democratic Party, too. But at any rate, all kidding aside, our intention is to run again. That's been our intention, regardless of what the outcome of this election was. The fact that we won, I didn't run, the fact that the Democratic Party outperformed anything anyone expected and did better than any off-year presidency since John Kennedy is one that gives everybody like, whew, sigh of relief that the mega Republicans are not taking over the government again, et cetera. And my judgment of running when I announce, if I know, my intention is that I run again.
Do you think his diapers have the presidential seal on them? I mean, at some point, look, I'm not pleased about the election at all. We got taken by the children, those spoiled children. You know, the ones you gave everything to are now taking everything away for this country. Abortion on demand to the moment of birth. Weed for everybody. Open borders because we can all just hug and sing kumbaya. Oh, yes. Boy, are they in for a surprise when the recession hits and things are really painful. And it isn't just everything on demand all the time and scream for mom and dad to refill the bank account. I'll have more in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.